looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith. Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Everybody, Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. We are live in the studio with Ted Nugent. Because, yes, it's a psychic free-for-all. Yee-haw. Lines are loaded, so hang in there, everybody. We're going to get to all of you today. But first of all, just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I had a great time yesterday. Had my 24-year-old daughter over. I don't know how that happened. I truly don't know how that happened anyway. And my folks, my mom and dad came over, and then my husband's kids were there for the weekend too. So I was up to my eyeballs in motherhood, and it was really, really, really fun. Had a great time. If you want to call and see if you can get through, if the phone lines open up here in a little bit, the number is 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. Psychic free-for-all, that means any question on any topic. As I said last week, I want you to mark your calendars for next week's show, the 16th. I got an announcement to make. I got some big changes coming. So in the meantime, you want to make sure that you get all that information. I want you to log on to my website. That is michellemorgan.org, Michelle with one L, morgan.org. And there's a contact form up on the right-hand side of the page. You can just fill it out, name and email, and submit it, and that way I can get you on my mailing list. We were, in fact, having some trouble with the contact form, which I'm going to blame on Mercury retrograde, even though it's been direct now for a little while. I have no idea how long we were having trouble. Bottom line, if you've tried to submit that contact form in the last number of weeks and you've gotten an error message, it's fixed. So try it again. There you go. Say hey to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. I continue to get feedback from my high-def listeners. That's pretty fun. The archives of this show are on my website, michellemorgan.org, on the radio show page. You can access any of the previous shows. I know a lot of you've been getting some good things out of revisiting some of those shows, especially recently, the forgiveness ones that we replayed. So if there's any of the other topics that you need to go back and listen to, they're right there. You can just click right on them, and they'll come up on that page, and you can listen to them, or you can email them to people who might be interested in the information. And you can find me on Facebook. A really easy way to find me on Facebook, instead of searching all of the Michelle Morgans, because there's a lot of us on there, is to go to my website and click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page. And that'll take you straight in, and you can get onto my fan page. And I've had a couple of new folks jumping on there that have been reading my tarot book. All of a sudden, there's been a resurgence of that. That's pretty fun. So I've gotten some great feedback on that as well. So we're going to do Cosmic Critter, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to dive right in because we got full phone lines. Jennifer, Gail, Pat, hang in there. I'm going to get to you today. So is the doctor in the house?
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. To me!
From the book Animal Spirit Guides by Dr. Stephen D. Farmer, who happens to have a show on this station, 4 p.m. Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio. Who has swum into our circle today? Eel. We've had eel before in the past, but it's very interesting. I think this is quite appropriate for what's going on the planet right now. Eel says, others, both male and female, will be increasingly attracted to you, and some of this attraction will be sexual. Take several classes in Kundalini yoga and continue the practice at home. See, this all fits that whole Aries energy thing, just that intense, almost verging on anxiety. That vibration is pretty high right now. You're going to embark on a spiritual pilgrimage. Wow, that's a tough one to say. Spiritual pilgrimage in the near future, one that will so profoundly alter your sense of who you are that others may not recognize you. And finally, you'll soon get to the bottom of the question or puzzle that's been bothering you. I'll take that one. So, eel, love to hear from you if you have an eel sighting this week. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into some psychic shenanigans with my listeners on the line. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
With your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
We are always running for the thrill of it, always pushing up the hill, searching for the thrill of it. All and on, we are calling out now to get.
I love that song. We're back. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Thank you, Barb Lou. I love that song so much. So we are going to dive into some psychic readings here. Uno momento. Remember, big announcement next week. So tune in and get onto my website, michellemorgan.org, and fill out that contact form and submit it so I've got your info. Get you on my list. You're on my list. All right. I'll tell you who's on my list right now. Jennifer in London. Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, talk to me, girlfriend. What is going on?
Well, I know I have a session with you in a couple weeks, but I could just use some encouragement.
You bet, sweetheart. You bet. Absolutely. I know how that feels, you know? That's why God hears from me about every 15 minutes these days.
That sounds like me, too.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, the I'm going to coin a phrase from my dear friend Elizabeth that every sign from God has a shelf life. It's usually not very long. You know, you get these signs and you get all excited and you feel like you're on the right track. And then, you know, 5-10 minutes later, those little voices of human doubt creep in again, don't they?
Yeah,
it's an interesting time right now. So remind me what you are astrologically.
I'm a Cancer.
Cancer girl. Okay. So just give me a little information as to what you're dealing with right now. I mean, what's specifically on your plate in this moment?
Yeah. So I think I told you before about trying to figure out if I wanted to move back home or stay in London. And there was a guy in the situation.
Right.
And I went home over Easter. And it's really obvious that there's still a whole lot of love there, but for whatever reason, he thinks that it's best that we stay apart. I think that he thinks that he's being noble by not having me give up my dream to be in London, and it's breaking my heart.
Oh, sweetheart. So, you know, the love thing is so challenging because you're only 50% of the equation, you know? You're 100%. Responsible for your 50%, but you're 50%. So, and this is where the prayer process is the most crucial, because there has to be this really huge element of faith that God is not taking anything away from you here. Do you know what I mean? That there's a decision that's being made, and here's. So I'm going to talk a little bit philosophically for a second, then I'm going to look at it specifically psychically. My philosophical take is this, and, you know, from many, many, many years of counseling and many, many, many experiences of my own around this stuff, when we are in a position to draw something into our lives, whether it's a relationship or an opportunity of some sort, we have to remember that really the only true thing we can count on is that everything will change, right?
Yeah.
Everything continues to change. And I think what happens, and I've always, I mean, I've struggled with this my whole life, and I still, even with everything that I know and all the work I've done on my own personal stuff, I still struggle at times with wanting to control things, you know, wanting them to look a certain way, and you get rocking down the road and it's looking a certain way, and then all of a sudden it feels like there's this humongous detour. And what's happening right now, in particular planetarily, is anything that doesn't serve us is getting forced to the surface. We have to look at the stuff. We can no longer bury things, ignore things, deny things, or sweep things under the rug. We just can't. It's impossible, literally impossible. And, you know, the blessing and the curse in that is obvious. The blessing in that is good. We all need to clean up our act, basically. But the curse is we're all used to sweeping things under the rug. And a lot of these things we'd rather not have to look at. So what's up for you in this situation is just that. It's this test of faith. It's an opportunity for you to see, you know, what's true here. Is this a pattern for you? Is it a pattern where you have somebody come into your life who seems totally there for you, and then all of a sudden they're not? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So that, my darling girl, and it's a huge combination. I don't want to remotely suggest that you shouldn't grieve and feel scared and sad about the way things are in this moment. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really important to recognize two things. One, it is just the way it is in this moment. Okay. Mm-hmm. Turn the outcome over to God, highest and best, and be willing to heal the things in you that create this pattern. Period.
Oh, I have been. I've been working on it for so long.
Yeah, I know. And so is there a feeling in you of you've been working on it so long, so what the hell's wrong? Why is this happening? Yeah, I know. It's really hard, isn't it? Well,
yeah.
So what I can tell you about that, sweetheart, is that it's about knowing that there's yet another layer to be healed. And part of that comes when we really make a commitment to our healing, when we really make a commitment to our truth, when we really make a commitment to our relationship with God. And I know you well enough in these months of talking to you that you have made a commitment to all of those things in the last year or so. Is that fair?
Yes.
Yeah. A commitment like you never have before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's the hardest thing of all, and I want everybody listening, or everybody who will ever listen to this show, to hear this. When you make a commitment to your truth, to your healing, and to your God, your life does not get easier. It doesn't. It gets richer. It gets more divine. You do get all your dreams coming true, absolutely. But you will be tested in ways you never were before. And you will be tested in ways that no one around you ever will be. And that's the challenge, baby. That's the challenge. And so, oh my gosh, girl, I would give a million trillion gazillion dollars to be able to squeeze through the microphone right now through your phone and wrap my arms around you. I'm serious. I know how scary this is. I know how painful this is. And I also can tell you without exception, and you just have to trust me, Jen, that mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're feeling, and I know exactly what it is to literally lose everything or seemingly lose everything. And the reward that comes out of that when you go through that experience with faith is something you can't even imagine right now. You can't even imagine it. Remind me what this gentleman's name is.
Jason.
Well, here's my take on Jason right now. I think you're right. I think on one hand, he's being quote unquote noble, but this is his pattern. Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a very strong pattern of coming to a particular level or point of intimacy and then backing off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell me what he is astrologically.
Aquarius.
Okay. Aquarians are...
He lost girlfriend he was with for 9 years. So okay.
Well, he was with her for 9 years. But
not really.
Yeah. You mean there's, you know, there are many, many, many degrees of being with someone. Okay. And, you know, one of the most consistent complaints that I get from women in relationship is that their men are quote unquote emotionally unavailable, you know, but they'll stay with them because somebody's not 100% anything all the time. Right. So an emotionally unavailable man is going to show you points where he's available. He's going to be present with you at times. Right. So that's the hook. And I'm not suggesting here that, you know, Jason is a flake and you need to run for your life, not remotely. But I'm telling you, he's up against his pattern. You're up against yours. Here it is. So what do you do with that? Well, you pray. First and foremost, this is where it is 100% about trusting God, asking for guidance, asking for absolute clarity, all of those things that we've been talking about all of these months. Because that's the only way that you're going to be able to stay in your own skin about this. And you have to make the decisions that work best for you. And almost without exception, when I'm counseling somebody around this big of a life change, when they are contemplating making a move such as you're talking about, when there's a relationship involved, one of the key factors is you need to be able to visualize making that move and changing your life in that degree without that relationship in place.
Right. I already know that.
Yeah. Would that change sustain you? Would that change feed you even if there wasn't this particular relationship? Because here's the other thing, and I know we talked about this the last time we were on the air together. Let's say you make this decision to make this big move and you're doing it primarily motivated by love, right? Mm-hmm. And you get to your new destination and the relationship completely tanks in a 24-hour period. And what happens? Well, guess what? God is not going to look down on you and go, oh, bummer, Jen. Drag. Well, you know what? You made the move, but now you're on your own. God will say, wow, okay, ouch, Jason, what was that about? And Jen, hang in there, girlfriend. Open your heart. Trust me. We're going to give you somebody better.
Mm.
I'm not kidding you. That's how it works. God is not as in control as we think, meaning he can only do for us what he can do through us. And we determine the parameters by which God operates always. And God utilizes every single rotten thing that happens to us just for our highest and best good. But we have to be open to that, right?
Right.
Here's a great prayer from Florence Scovel Shinn. Adverse appearances work for my good, for God utilizes every person and every situation to bring to me my heart's desire.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. And you know what, darling? I know you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. It's okay to pray with your teeth gritted and tears streaming down your face and your fists clenched, ready to just literally scream at the heavens. It's okay. You don't have to be all zen about this. You don't have to be all yippy-skippy, this is happening for the highest and best. It's not about that. You know, it is happening for the highest and best, and you want to be open for that. But at the same time, it's crucial that you give yourself permission to have your human experience. That, in fact, is the only time you're going to really reach out and ask for God's help. That's also, conversely, the only time you're actually going to reach out and be open to something other than what you thought you were headed towards. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You got to be open to miracles. And let me tell you something, that is not easy. So here's, again, sweet pea, you're going to have to trust me on this one. I don't blow sunshine. I really don't. I don't believe in it. I do believe in telling you your highest and best. And I will tell you flat out, you are in line for true love. I mean, that's been coming up for you ever since I've ever talked to you. And I know we've focused a lot on career for a while with you, but there is this very strong energy of you being in that space of real, authentic, high level love. Is Jason that one? Well, you know what? He's potentially that, but there is no such thing as the one true soulmate. You know, that needs to be tossed out the window. But there is potential here, but Jason has to make decisions. So one of the things that you want to make sure you add to your list of the perfect partner is that they are willing to work on their issues when those issues surface, because their issues are going to surface.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be willing to work on that stuff.
I think he is, too.
I do, too. I absolutely think he is, which is why I'm absolutely not telling you, oh, forget it. This dude is a wash up. Just walk away. I think this is a period where you guys are both absolutely being tested, and you have to continue to communicate with each other. And you have to continue to stay in observation, see what he's made of here. Mm-hmm. And you have to continue to make the decision for yourself that is in your highest and best good, regardless of what he decides, completely having faith that if he decides to walk away from the relationship, God will not leave you in this alone, sad place. It just doesn't even make any sense. I mean, it really doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. I don't see that there's any lesson that you have to learn from having your heart broken here.
I don't either. That's why I don't understand.
I know, sweetheart. And so that's the good news. The good news is it doesn't make any sense, okay? So it's okay to be in the heartbreak, but I want you to just know that you're not going to stay in it. Does that make sense?
Okay, good. Because I don't like feeling
absolutely not. Are you kidding me? No. And believe me, if I could wave a magic wand and take this away from you temporarily, I would. I wouldn't take it away from you permanently, because I'd rob you of the whole reason this is happening. You know, this is the 40 days and 40 nights after Noah saw the rainbow, after the dove showed up. Little known fact of that story, all right? Another 40 days and 40 nights of rain. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah, it's that place of going, are you kidding me, God? Hello? Wasn't I just on the edge of the promised land? Didn't you just show me the gate was open? Yeah, but now we're going to close it again, and we're going to, you know, cover it with a bunch of really scary barbarians and see if you'll hold your ground. How bad do you want what you want? And that's not, and God is not punitive. God is not up there going, well, you haven't proven yourself enough. God is saying, sweetheart, I want to give you exactly what you're asking for, and I need to make sure your foundation of faith is big enough to receive it. That's the key factor here. You do not have to like this, Jen. You don't have to like it. You absolutely have my permission to hate it, as a matter of fact. You can.
I guess that's the thing is, like, normally when things don't work out, I always have faith that, okay, there's something better coming. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't understand why I'm so sad about this.
Because this one's cutting deeper. This one's cutting deeper, which, again, weird as it sounds, sick and twisted as it sounds, that's a good sign. It's okay. A good sign. You're going deeper. You're actually asking. You're risking more. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
You're risking way more. Believe me, if I was talking to you right now and you were like, yeah, you know, I don't know, it's okay. I'd be like, whoa, girl, take a step back and, you know, put down whatever you're smoking, because this is, you invested in this situation. It should shake you up. It should make you sad. And
yeah.
God will comfort you. And your faith will strengthen. I promise you that. I promise you that. I wish you could see the cards that are up here. The fulfillment card. That's the Nine of Cups. That's the, you know, whatever you ask for, you're going to get. So hang in there.
Okay.
That's come up 3 times since we've been talking.
Wow.
Yeah. No, you are, sweetheart, you are. You are going to, oh my gosh, you're going to get what you want. This is a period of intense testing, and it is a period of intense strengthening if you will allow it to be, which I have all the faith in the world you will.
Okay.
So do everything that you need to do on a human level to comfort yourself, to give yourself permission to grieve and feel awful. Don't wallow in that, but give yourself permission to authentically feel what you're feeling, and then do what you need to do to comfort yourself and make sure that God is at the forefront of all of this.
Okay.
It's okay.
And you mentioned that we should stay in touch.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him since I got back from Austin. Should I just wait for him to...
I would give him a little space right now. He's energetically in every other way asking for some space. And my sense of... And I'll tell you something. If nothing else, that's going to give you really good information about him. If you if you give him some space and he does not contact you, then that is a man you do not want to be with. Period.
Okay.
As hard as it can be to get that information, way better to get it now than to do what most women will do, which is manipulate the situation to continue to keep the connection, and then they fool themselves into believing that there is a connection.
Yeah.
It's okay to allow Jason to prove himself to you here.
Okay.
That's completely and totally appropriate. It's very polarity correct. You know, it's about you being in the receptive space. You do the prayer work, all of that. You allow Jason to step up and be a hero here. If he's not, if he doesn't have what it takes, if he truly wants to end the relationship, if it's not working for him, then he needs to be man enough to have a very deliberate, loving, conscious conversation about that. If he can't give you that, then he wouldn't be able to give you anything ultimately.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So give it a little time and just turn this one over to God big time.
Okay. Thank you for everything.
Oh, sweetheart, you're so welcome. And believe me, I know, oh man, this is so painful, and it's okay. It's okay that it's that painful, and it's okay if you're mad at God right now. Go ahead and pound on his chest a little bit and call him a few names, and then get right back up on the horse and tell him you've got faith, okay?
All right, thank you.
Lots of angels to you, sweet girl.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks, baby. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh my goodness sakes, everything is so intense right now. It's so intense. Nothing is little. Barb is nodding her head with her big, beautiful eyes very wide right now. It's so true. I think we're going to take a little short break. And when we come back, we're going back to the phone line. So Gail and Pat, hang in there, girls. I'll get to you in a minute. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Morgan, living on a prayer. Wowza. So, quick reminder, everybody. Three stages of manifestation. Has to do with divine timing and everything else. For stage one, you're praying, you're visualizing, you're taking all the right actions, you know, you're working on yourself, all that great stuff. And it feels really good. It can be challenging, but it feels good and exciting, and you're hopeful, and your faith is high. Things start to happen. Instant manifestations usually happen. There's all sorts of cool things in stage one. Then you hit stage two. And you're still doing, quote unquote, all those things you were doing before. All the hard work, all the prayer, all you're doing all the same things. And all of a sudden, things start to stagnate. Things start to fall apart. They start to break down, including you. You know, it starts to get really, really scary, and that is the dark night of the soul. You've heard me talk about this umpty-ump times. Florence Scovel Shinn talked about the dark night of the soul in The Game of Life and how to play it. And that dark night of the soul is when the inworking is happening, meaning your soul is being stretched, your faith is being stretched, and this is absolutely the hardest time. The vast majority of people in this kind of experience say, you know what, forget this. God stuff doesn't work. And they scramble back into their old human, manipulations, etc. This is the time when you should never give up, because you are actually closer to your dreams coming true than you've ever been when you are, in fact, in that really dark, scary place. And kids, you're just going to have to trust your teacher here when she tells you she knows this whole process intimately, really, really intimately, every side of it, being up at the top of the mountain, being all the way down in the depths of hell, and being back up again, and everything in between. And the key point is you keep working the faith. You keep working the faith. And Barb said on the break, she said, when we were talking about, you know, the people that have faith are really getting tested right now. And she said, yeah, it was a lot easier to be Gomer Pyle and just be stupid. Oh, Barbara Lou. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, when you start going deeper? It really is. Yep. So stage three, the tide turns in an instant. The dream, the demonstration shows up. I'm telling you, honor that seasoning period. You want to be balanced and centered on a true foundation of faith when your dreams come true. Otherwise, you won't be able to keep them. So, Jen, sweet girl, hang in there. Everybody else out there that's struggling right now, hang in there. I promise you, God has got the most amazing things up his sleeve right now for the people that are willing to be open to it. And you got to go through this testing phase to receive it. So we're going to the phone lines. We got Pat in Connecticut. Pat, are you there?
Oh, happy day.
Hello, darling.
Yesterday was Mother's Day, and today is with you.
Oh, you angel girl. So
no,
how are you?
Can't beat it. So good to talk to you.
So good to talk to you. What's going on, girl?
Well, I was just thinking about what you said, and maybe I thought, well, maybe I should ask. Oh, shoot. I wanted to ask these other questions, but maybe I could ask you how to keep my balance. I think my life for 56 whatever years has been wrecked. I'm almost 58. The last 2 years, I've been working really hard to change myself. I finally have a miracle. I've been accepted into an artist housing where I pay one-third of my income.
Yay!
I'm on disability. I've also rescued a fear aggressive dog who's coming along well. I think God is really helping.
Nice.
He's a bit of a risk, but they're allowing me to bring him in as my therapy. And wow. I just wanted to, for you to say, is it really going to happen? Because if I tell my landlords now,
right.
They'll say, then get out now.
Right.
You know, and I just feel like, oh, I've just got to believe that it's really going to happen. I haven't signed the lease yet.
Yeah.
And you're right. I need to really work my faith once these wonderful things have happened.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
But just what can you tell me? Will I be able to do this financially? Will I be able to pick up work, house cleaning, and stuff like that? And will that work out?
You bet. So here's the interesting thing. I want you to be very, very, very clear about how you are envisioning all this stuff. And I'm going to be really picky just to make a point here. You asked a question of me a moment ago. You said, am I going to be able to handle this financially? And my very deliberate answer to you is no. You will not be able to handle it financially. But God will absolutely pay your bills.
Great.
If you make the decision to trust God, here's the thing. Right or wrong, whatever choice we make, God is 100% in our corner supporting us in that decision. 100%.
Okay.
Again, he can only do for us what he can do through us, meaning we have to be open to him doing things. Therefore, we set the parameters for how God can show up in our lives. But God is behind every single thing that we do.
You know, when you said, it's up to me to, I can't remember your words, but to visualize this,
mm-hmm.
I've been afraid to.
Yeah.
I think because everything has always gone so bad,
right.
I'm afraid no matter what I think, I'm going to bring in jinx.
Right.
So I haven't been visualizing.
So there you go right there, sister girl. What an amazing awareness to have. I want you to pat yourself on the back right now for that awareness. And I want you to make that your process right now. Make that your goal that you are going to systematically heal that fear by faith through prayer work. Prayer work, not just, here's the key, kiddo, don't just try to visualize. Because the fear comes up because of belief systems, okay? You're going to have a part in your psyche that literally won't let you visualize. So you're going to have to pray that God can visualize through and for you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Take the pressure off yourself. You don't have to visualize. Let God put the visions in your head.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Open it up. Ask the angels to help, you know. I would get Jesus in there big time because the man has got an incredibly creative imagination and will give you very definite pictures. Whoever your guides are, work with them, but be open to creating that vision that God is going to literally open every single door here. Doesn't mean you're not going to have some challenges, but you know what, girl? You are not one to shy away from challenge.
No.
So I'm not worried about you.
Okay.
What I would rather see you do is I would rather see you delegate here. I'd rather see you turn things over to God and let yourself be guided to the very next step that you take, which I think you're doing really well with. Now you get to up the ante a bit. And it comes down to you're going to have to take a risk here, kiddo. You're just going to have to take the risk. You're going to have to risk, jump off that cliff and trust 1,000,000%. And sometimes that's a second by second, breath by breath process.
Uh-huh.
Trust that God is going to absolutely guide every single step in this amazing adventure. I mean, this looks incredible to me, like incredible. It's going to open you up creatively. It's going to open you up spiritually. It's going to open you up on an emotional level in a way that you've never experienced yourself. You've had you've had glimpses of yourself, but never really walked in the world in the way that I see this leading to. Yeah, amazing. The people that you're going to be around feel really cool. Where is this again?
This is in New Haven, Hamden, Connecticut. It's been in the works for 10 years, and it's through Mutual Housing, which is the government-based or city-based thing that tries to find affordable, decent housing for people in low income.
Right.
Occasionally, they build buildings for artists and others.
Okay.
This one came up, and here I am.
There you go. Yeah.
And amazingly, the architect that built the building is my neighbor.
Okay, how fun is that?
I know,
Don't you love how God orchestrates things?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, and can't you just picture the grin on his face, the fact that you recognize how amazing that is?
Oh, God.
Yeah, a lot of people would dismiss that as just, you know, coincidence, but that is miracle personified.
When I moved into this little rundown, terrible cottage, and it was cute on the outside, my son pulled in, he goes, "Oh, you're so lucky." I said, "I know, isn't it cute?" He said, "No, to be living next to that." This guy has made a toy house.
Oh, wow.
Of all the primary colors.
Oh, wow.
And my son was absolutely right on. That's lucky to be next to that.
Yeah, you bet. Isn't that amazing? Wow, talk about being set up for this adventure.
Yes.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, have you heard of Theophostic?
Say that again?
Theophostic?
No, I have not.
I'm going to try to get information and I'll email it to
you. Yeah, do.
It's amazing what you were talking about, this doing this work and healing. It's like Theophostic, and it's God-based, and it's truly amazing.
Send me the information. Send me a link on that, and I will definitely check that out.
Okay,
very cool.
Great. God bless you.
Right back at you. Hang on. I want to talk about one more really quick thing about your dog.
Yeah.
How old is this dog?
He's 2.5.
Okay. Very, very recently, like the last 6 weeks or so, the dog has really settled down. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Expect that to continue. I feel like this dog is really like settling back into his skin where he was not in his skin before,
right.
Which is really amazing. Little bit of a challenge comes up, I want to say late June, early July with him. Mm-hmm. When would you make this shift to the new place?
June or July.
There you go. Okay. So it'll be environmentally based. He will be a little bit skittish and afraid and start to maybe seem like he's going back to some old behaviors.
Okay.
No worries. Did we talk before about Tellington Touch?
No.
Okay. See if you can find somebody that does some T-touch. It's a technique that, and that can be really amazing with animals. But yeah, this dog actually, are you planning on keeping this dog forever or are you feeling?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to foster him. As soon as I got him, I realized I can't find a home for him.
Okay.
No one would want him or he would continue to get abused. He was just tortured his whole life.
Oh, man. Well, I feel like you're going to do an amazing job with him, but I am going to tell you something. Be open to someone else wanting him and taking him and really being an extraordinary home for him.
You know, if he had a place to hunt, this guy wants to run.
Yeah, yeah. I would tell you to be wide open. I think that God is having you be this guardian angel for this animal in the interim, but I think there's somebody else coming into the picture who's just going to be the perfect match.
I do this for dogs.
Right on, girl.
I'm able to do it.
Yeah, well, it looks amazing. I can't wait to hear how this goes for you.
Okay, is it me or is it the remedies that have more help? Him lately.
I think it's a combination of both, but I would definitely say that your energy is paramount in this.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely paramount. So
thank you.
Oh.
I will email you. God bless you. I'm so glad I got through.
You got through. You take care of yourself.
You too.
All
Bye-bye.
Right, sweetheart. Bye. Oh, exciting stuff. I can't wait to hear what happens with her. We're going to Gail in Texas. Gail, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Oh, fine. Hey, I was wondering if I'm going to be strengthening my thoughts and prayers.
If you're going to be strengthening your thoughts and prayers?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what you're doing to strengthen your thoughts and prayers.
Praying every day.
Okay.
I pray about every day till I go to bed.
Okay. So
on my health and taking care of my family.
Okay. So first of all, Gail, remind me what you are astrologically.
Oh, Cancer.
You're Cancer.
Hello?
Okay. And can I ask how old you are? Never mind. You don't have to answer that. So I remember we talked last time that, you know, there's some serious health stuff going on for you, correct?
Right, but I think Do you see me getting over it this month?
Getting over it this month. Well, wow, that's a. I can't give you that simplistic of an answer, but here's what I can tell you, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go back to the original question, which is, are you going to be strengthening your thoughts and prayers? That is a process, babe. That there's no quick fix to that. What I'm looking at here is a couple of things. I'm looking at a lot of belief system issues for you, meaning this illness that you're dealing with, this makes sense to the way you were raised. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. It feels like there was a lot going on in your family around victimization, around feeling kind of helpless or powerless, feeling like you didn't have a lot of choice. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the problem with that. When you're raised in that environment, you're going to have belief systems. And what I want you to do is I want you to go back and look at some of the past shows that talk about belief system parts, that type of thing, because you're going to need to understand how that works, because prayer is going to take you to a certain level, and then you're going to have to work on the belief systems so that prayer can go deeper. What I want you to be praying for is I want you to pray for guidance, specific, clear guidance to the exact processes that you need to participate in, whether they're counseling or other medical things, whatever it is. But I want you to ask for specific guidance to those perfect processes so that you can get the help you need and change those belief systems. Does that make sense?
How about, trying to strengthen my husband and my daughter.
Okay. And you need to strengthen you first, babe. You absolutely need to strengthen you. I mean, so I got a curious question for you, because, you know, I'm always talking about prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So give me an example of how you pray. I'm curious to know how you communicate with God.
I just call in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost to come in and guide me and show me the way.
Okay. So do you pray believing that God is going to guide you, or do you pray in a desperate, like asking?
No, I pray that He's there guiding me.
Do you believe that He is?
Yeah, okay. I do, because I've seen things and been shown things.
Okay, so then you need to keep doing that. And that, I mean, if you are truly praying believing, there's an actual biblical statement about that in Matthew. If you pray believing, you can tell this mountain to jump into the sea and it will.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so praying believing is the key to strengthening your thoughts and strengthening your beliefs. But you're also going to want to do some healing work around your belief systems. I'm not kidding you. This is so old for you. There's such a feeling here of you being yoked to your life, basically.
Because my husband's family, they're so different from me, you know?
Okay. So that puts you in what position? I mean, it puts you in the position of being helpless or powerless. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, because they try to overpower me and if they're better, but, you know, we're all equal.
Okay. So here's a great prayer for you. Nothing and no one is more powerful than God, and He is guiding me now. Uh-huh. Remind yourself that nothing and no one is bigger than God, and God is guiding you. So that's the key. So keep doing the prayer work. I can't express that stronger. You got to keep doing the prayer work, and the people that are bothering you, this, you know, your family, if you're struggling with stuff with your husband or your kids, you need to put them in God's hands right now, instead of you trying to shift them or make them behave a certain way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I would continue to tell you. The other thing that I would absolutely tell you to do is spend some time writing down the way you would like these situations to be resolved. And write them as if they've already happened. Like, I give thanks that the situation with my in-laws is now resolved in the highest and best way for everybody. They become incredibly supportive of me, et cetera, et cetera. Literally write it, even if it feels like the most ridiculous, impossible thing, like that will never, ever, ever happen. Write it down anyway, okay? Write it out in the absolute most ideal vision you can ever come up with about these circumstances that are troubling you. And sign and date the piece of paper and tuck it into your Bible or put it on an altar. Visualize the angels around these people carrying out this wonderful visualized result, and then let go of it. Let go of it for a while and stay focused on yourself. One of the things that I see very strongly for you is that you're stretched in way too many different directions. You got too many things going on. You're trying to fix too many things. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm trying to fix some things right now, but do you see things working out?
If you do what we're talking about, if you heal your belief systems, I wish I could. Well, actually, no, I don't wish this, but I think you probably wish I could just tell you that, oh, yeah, next month you're going to be healed. Your family's going to support you. Your husband's going to be awesome. Your kids are going to be rocking and everything's just going to be handy dandy and fabulous. And I can't tell you that. Because that is absolutely up to you. It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's up to you and your relationship with God. And until you're willing to own the aspect, the role that you're playing in this, which is that old family legacy of helplessness and hopelessness and all of that, God's hands are totally tied. If you're praying that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is coming in and guiding you, but you are thinking that you're hopeless and powerless, then God's up there going, wow, which is it? You know, get off the fence. You got to pick a side. You're either going to be a victim or you're going to let God truly move in your life. And that requires taking responsibility for the belief systems. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, all I can do is keep praying and doing the will what he's calling me to do.
You bet. Ask for that specific guidance, girlfriend. I'm going to send you a bunch of angels on that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a tough road out there, folks. You gotta take responsibility. Again, it's amazing. It's amazing how God cannot do the things we're asking him to do if we are not in line for him to do those things. So that's what you gotta be working on. All righty. So if you like today's show, I want you to email it to people you know who might like it too. The show will be up in the archives in the next day or so on my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Going to bug you one more time to get onto Facebook. Go to my website, click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page and sign up. Get onto the Facebook fan page. Send me your contact information on the contact form on my website. That way I can have you in my mailing list. If you love today's music, of course you did. Barb, you rock. Going to have the list up on Facebook so you can go to iTunes and download the songs. And next week, drum roll, big announcement, and a really big show, because we're talking about thinking big. I am so done thinking small, and I want all of you to be done thinking small. It's time to think big, so we're going to talk about that next week, and it's going to be fun. Good time. So I hope everybody has a great, great week, and I will be back 12 noon Pacific time on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Barbara Lou, thank you, ma'am. Great time, and I will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. This is Michelle Morgan signing off, living on a prayer.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org.